I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Terrorism. Some believe it's in someone else's backyard. Cameroon may have thought that too, but now 143 Boko Haram militants are dead after attacking a Cameroonian military outpost across the Nigerian border. President of Open Doors USA, David Curry.
The Boko Haram has been, I think, learning the tactics and the strategies of Islamic State and is seeking to put out a wider caliphate in the region. And so they've been making attacks across the border into Cameroon and headed towards Chad.
Open Doors is helping the church share Christ as they help communities recover. Support their work through our website, missionnews.org. Next, when the Haiti earthquake hit 5 years ago, people needed a relief program that would help them in the long run. World Renew reflected the love and compassion of Jesus by providing basic needs, job training, and business loans. They also help communities with leadership development. Their response program finished last year, but it's still having a huge impact. People are still working and have a constant source of income. And you know the SOAR international team that you've been praying about? Well, here's an update from SOAR's Greg Mangione in Russia.
We're at an orphanage right now in the small little town of Kostino. If you can hear in the background, there's a puppet show being given, sharing the gospel message, and we'll be getting ready to hand out stockings here in the next few minutes.
SOAR fills Christmas stockings with basic hygiene items, school supplies, and scripture. These simple gifts show God's love and meets the needs of orphans and at-risk kids. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority for 2015. With your gift, I'll send you the story, God's Word, written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the story link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.